VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. On national television Monday, Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido said that Monday that President Nicolas Maduro is trying to transfer up to $1.2 billion to a bank in Uruguay. Guaido spoke after a dozen European countries officially recognized him as Venezuela's leader. He claimed, without presenting evidence, that Maduro was moving the money from a state development bank to a financial entity in Uruguay. The Venezuelan president remained defiant on Monday in the face of pressure from the European Union to resign. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Nicolas Maduro has told a Spanish TV channel that he accepts ultimatums from nobody, amid demands by some EU countries that opposition leader Juan Guaido takes over. The Trump administration has also backed Guaido after he declared himself the interim president of Venezuela on January 23. Maduro has also said the military option is on US President Donald Trump's table, accusing Washington of wanting to return to the 20th century of military coups, subordinate puppet governments, and the looting of resources.
The Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for two deadly attacks in Somalia on Monday. At least nine people were killed in a car bombing at about 10 a.m. local time near one of the city's biggest shopping centers, the Mogadishu Mall. And another man was shot dead at a port in the country's semi-autonomous region of Puntland. The French military said it has helped to repel a column of 40 pickup trucks entering northern Chad from Libya. The French Defense Ministry said Monday that it used fighter jets to launch airstrikes on the armed group in the truck Sunday. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the incursion from Libya. This is VOA News.